Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jackie, I understand that you were recently approached by people who were looking at you as a possible candidate to challenge Brian Higgins in the 2020 elections. First of all, can you tell me how this all came about? Who approached you, and how did this all start?
Well, it was one of the gentlemen that is a recruiter for Justice Democrats. I believe he's out of Tennessee or Kentucky somewhere. Like that, and he sent me an email, and the email was not quite clear why he wanted to talk to me. Actually, I thought it had something to do with our work, our local community work regarding citizen science community resources. So we chatted on the phone soon after that, and then it was real clear that this organization was looking for somebody to challenge Congressman Higgins. And they were wondering if I was interested, and if I wasn't interested, then could I suggest a few people that they were interested in interviewing people.
How far back did they reach out to you?
Oh, this was about 2 months ago.
Okay, so
maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay, so
I don't recall exactly.
Relatively recent then, is that this all had started to happen?
Well, yes.
The big question then, I mean, do you have any interest in running for NY26?
No, I don't. I followed up more out of curiosity. He said, we had a really great conversation, and he said, I'd like to offer you an interview with the group, with a larger group. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, what the heck, I'm gonna check it out. It was, like I said, more out of curiosity more than anything. And so soon after that, I had a Skype interview with quite a number of folks from Justice Democrats, and including they were also looking for interviewing a candidate from New England area as well at the same time.
So you had mentioned in one of the questions that I asked you earlier that if not you, you would recommend somebody else. Are you looking to recommend somebody to try to primary him?
Well, and I told them straight out, I said, you know, Congressman Higgins is, you know, there's bigger fish to fry out there, you know, and I was really clear with them is that, you know, the energy that I have is, I don't really get into politics, but I'm interested in supporting a candidate to replace, you know, the current president, Trump. So, you know, I really wasn't interested, but like I said, I followed up more out of curiosity.
Yeah, well, what do you think about the work that Congressman Higgins has done for Buffalo? Because he's been the congressman for, what, 15 years now?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's been a big proponent of our work at Citizen Science and supporting our work, you know, and holding Tonawanda Coke accountable. So, you know, he's been supportive. His group has been supportive of our work. So he's, you know, they consider him the establishment, and they're looking for the Justice Democrats more, you know, progressive candidate like AOC.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, here, let's, I guess, flash forward to, say, 2020. I mean, already right now, are you supporting Congressman Higgins? I mean, you've been approached as a possible candidate to replace him, but it sounds, at least just from this interview here, that you are pretty supportive of the current congressman.
Right, right. And I think I said it on social media, is that if somebody has a burning desire to primary, even somebody like Congressman Higgins, then they should do it. I mean, that's what our system is all about, is that, you know, I really do hope that, I mean, it's not only Congressman Higgins, but there's a lot of elected officials out there too that, you know, I feel that there should be term limits for members of Congress. There's elected officials that have been in office too long, and I believe that have become complacent. And sometimes you need somebody that's, you know, I don't know, for lack of better words, young blood to get in there and really rock things up. So, you know, I understand where Justice Democrats is coming from. Yeah. But it's definitely something that I'm not interested in.
Jackie, really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you really want people to know? What do you think the public ought to know just about this entire situation that you had with the Justice Democrats group?
Well, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of turmoil in our American political system right now. And just, you know, I believe that everybody needs to be involved and stand up and be involved. Because there's a lot of issues going on right now and a lot of things, issues being exposed, which is a really good thing. So just encourage people to be knowledgeable and get involved.
All right, Jackie, that's just about everything for me. I do have one more question, though. You know, we talked to you a lot after the and during the Tonawanda Coke closure process. What have you been up to since all that?
Right. So, you know what? I'm really glad you called because I sent out a press release this morning, and I think I missed you guys. So from our organization, Citizen Science, and we've developed a soil sampling toolkit, and we're looking for community partners to work with our organization to use this toolkit and go out and test their own gardens and play areas for possible contamination that came from Tonawanda Coke. So as you know that they've closed up, and I've received so many emails from folks saying it's fantastic this year that, you know, we're so happy we can open up our windows and we don't have to smell that smell anymore. But where we're coming from is that's all great, but we want to know what the mess is that they've left behind. So we've developed this soil sampling toolkit where folks can borrow it and they can go out and we teach them how to go out and sample their own gardens and play areas. And we walk them through the process of, you know, testing. And then if there is something that is found, what are the solutions to mitigate, you know, a potential issue?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.